They're saying allow your cells to tune up, allow your cells to radiate. And so when we said tune up and radiate, there was a significant splash inside. In other words, there was light that just assumed your heavenly existence, that just assumed your heavenly lifestyle, that just assumed your natural placement inside. So the more that you can rearrange your association. So we want to remember, we tend to think of ourselves as body association. That keeps us extremely limited. That keeps us without power, because then there are bodies outside that can hurt us, that can override us, that can take us down, that can destroy us, that can do all kinds of things that are not nice and friendly. So when we remember to thrive, when we remember that we are coming well supplied, in other words, we're graduating into our regular stance, we're graduating into our self-promotion. So we want to remember that it has nothing to do with what's going on in the outer, what our parents are doing or not, our spouses, the government, none of that. That's all outer consciousness. All that matters is that we're allowing that light. We're assuming that instant recall. We're gathering ourself inside. So when they're saying gathering ourself, we're turning on the heat, meaning our light. And so we want to remember that everything is light. And as we allow ourselves to glow, as we allow ourselves to extend and multiply at last, as we allow ourselves to move into our new position of light, of love, of service, of devotional glance, then we're switching from body consciousness, when we're separate, where we could be run over or powerless, whatever, to our assuming power, to our assuming unity, to our assuming light. So in essence, we're really all of it, and all of us are all of it. So when we function from this extraordinary remembrance, when we turn ourselves on, meaning I want to know the light, that's the same as you and me. I want to find the graduated assembly where what we do serves all, serves they're saying what, like the grand impulse, the grand arrival, the grand awakening. So we want to remember, the more that we are here to serve the very best, love's arrival, ascension, the more that we extend ourselves gently, significantly. So when they're saying gently and significantly, they're saying gently meaning at least try, like do what you can gently, like don't hurt yourself, you know, don't self-sacrifice. But significantly meaning don't just throw this away like it's a leaflet, like, oh, I don't need to read that, or oh, whatever, who cares? Like significant, like this is quite significant for how you're turning yourself on, for where you're going, for where you're registering. Because again, we're no longer continuing to climb the mountain blindly, meaning we don't have to suffer at all. We no longer have to stand and bow, excuse me, meaning we no longer have to play by the rules of 3D reality. We can move into our halo. We can move into our abundance after all, as long as we scream and shout. So we want to remember, it's a vibrational tomorrow. It's a vibrational consent. It's a vibrational rise of power. It's a vibrational love's arrival. Because when we turn on our light, we open up love's door. So we want to remember, we're opening up to our sacred memory. We're opening up to our ascension. They're saying like temple, but they kind of tap me on the head, like a cap or hat at last. So in other words, we want to remember that all of us are already strong. In other words, each of us have taken these beautiful, precious incarnations because we're already all the same, meaning we're all already registered to open up the inner doorway. We want to all feel that we all took these human incarnations, but that we're so much more. So anything where we make that very possible, where we make that the sign of God's glory, meaning like oh, it's just the next step. You know, like, of course I would expect that. Like, that's the whole reason for the plan. We're going to graduate early. What they mean by that is the energies are already here. They're here waiting to join us. So we're the ones that need to turn around. We're the ones that need to twist and shout. We're the ones that need to grab our full supply. So if we keep ignoring it, then it's just going to sit here patiently waiting. But the good news is we're learning how to travel well, meaning it's really just a matter of time because the energies aren't moving. They're not going anywhere. So eventually, it's for us to have this taste to enjoy them. So allow yourselves the gift of mercy, meaning you don't have to suffer anymore. You don't have to burn off karma the old way. You don't have to, you know, do any of that. It's really recognizing the magical times. And so how we recognize the magical times is we turn on the heat, we turn on the light for many. So we're not doing anything, thinking, saying, acting out of the personal just for our own sake. We continuously want to be a blessing. We continuously want to serve the light. We continuously want to serve the ascension. We continuously want to serve our heavenly glow, because when we consent to it all, meaning use me to adjust the collective, well, then you've got the power of source coming into your very hands, coming into your very state, because this is the whole point. It's like when you're ready to be that channel of 5D reality, when you're ready to, that's what they mean by travel well. So it doesn't mean that you don't get triggered, but it's like your motivation is to continue to shine, to continue, they're saying to evaporate, but like to release the old consciousness, to release the old energies, and continue to thrive. So allow yourselves to receive at last. They're saying God's mercy. Again, when they say God's, our God self. So our highest self. When Jesus said the Father, it's our higher self. So don't get caught up in semantics, because some of us will get triggered from, you know, gifts of, you know, like churchy stuff. But we want to remember that we're attending to the Christ union. So that's for all of us. It does not matter what particular religion you tend to celebrate, if you celebrate any at all. It's all about waking up to the Christ principle, all about waking up to that sacred heart. So allow yourselves to glow, allow yourselves to radiate. When they say radiate, oh my gosh, the energy, the light that was coming in, I thought, I am never going to be able to focus on words tonight. I'm just not. Because it's like the light show, it's almost like look, watching a baby be born or the sunrise. Like, you don't have to have a whole lot of conversation going on with such tremendous beauty. So that is all of us, such tremendous beauty. And they want us, before we go to the individual passages, the messages, to really receive that tremendous beauty, because that is the truth of all of us. And the more we recognize that, the more we pay attention to that, we're gonna have a much easier time, because we're always gonna tune into the very best of everyone. So really, it's like we're all one. We're all mirrors of each other. You're always looking at your energies. So it doesn't matter which way you're looking. It's like, but you want to open up the door. You want to open up to the new channels of light. And so it's really like, when I'm doing this, it's really a gesture of the heart. It's, and it really doesn't matter. You can be angry, you can be upset, like rah, 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 rah. But then it's sort of like, you know, it's never too late. Like in the next gesture, you can choose to open that heart. And the second you do, that's where the gifts of mercy are. That's where the peace is. So all of us are looking at external wars, and it's like, how do we bring these wars to an end? As that's all an outpicturing of everyone's consciousness. We're all still at war with each other and with ourselves, basically. And so we're all learning how to drive our own ship, you know, how to steer our own boat. And so again, it's like every time you find the trouble, it's like they're basically saying celebrate. In other words, this is like another obstruction from your light, from heaven, from your awakening, from Christ's ascension. So we want to remember to keep playing along. Now, sometimes, you know, the tears or whatever, it doesn't always feel like playtime. So that's what they're saying. Like the more we can play along, the more we can kind of giggle and have fun and be like, "Ooh, you know, that was quite a workout." You know, you can kind of giggle after a workout. And just think of it as sort of like a spiritual, like ascension, like you're kind of working out, solving the puzzle, putting the pieces in the right location. And so they're reminding us simply to travel well, meaning to keep self-adjusting and remembering that's what we're going to be doing now, is like self-adjusting and turning ourselves on. So when I receive it, it's like we're really plowing through the last circumstance kind of stuff. But the beautiful part of it is now we really get to enjoy the journey so much more. Like, man, we've really been doing the hard stuff up to now, because we're going to be experiencing that light, and we're going to be experiencing the gifts, and we're going to be experiencing the transformation, and we're going to be experiencing the heart complete. So you're going to start feeling like you may have like your soulmate or whatever, and you know, you're not going to feel them outside. You're going to feel them inside of you. And you're going to be like, what's going on? How can they be inside? They're really outside. But we want to remember there's no separation. So this is the whole point, where we're all telepathic and we're all receiving these beautiful energy interchanges. And the more we kind of stay alert to this and just receive it as regular. They're saying just receive it as regular, because when we drop the separation consciousness, it's all really within. And they're really supporting us in helping us graduate early. They've been distressing us all day long today about there's really no more need for tomorrow, meaning it doesn't have to take a long time. So, you know, if you first enter college or whatever it is, you may project, okay, I'm going to get my lined paper, and you know, I'm going to get markers that are color coordinated with my notebooks. Like, you know, like you have this plan for the semester. So you have this quantity. It has to take, you know, start, middle, finish. But what if it all can be wrapped up by the end of tomorrow, is what they're saying. So in other words, we don't need to wait forever. We don't need to take so long. We want to remember all of us are gifted. All of us are masters inside. All of us has played with fifth dimensional reality. It's something we're very comfortable with, as we will let go and confess to shine. So we have to consider it important. We have to decide to say hello. But as we do that, the power, the magic, it's all set up to go. So receive, 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 and so it is.